this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is April 18th, 2019. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 156, the only episode that doesn't give a damn about the Mueller report. Let's talk about something else. Go! What's going on, guys?
Have you read the Mueller report?
Fuck you guys. Fuck you all. Talk about something else that's fun.
I didn't pay my
Did you hear about the Mueller report?
Oh my god, I'm so sick of hearing about it. And Facebook is alive with crap. And let's talk about fun stuff.
I heard our president said a naughty word.
Oh my god, can we please talk about something else?
Hey, I'm not talking about it. Adam's the one who wants to suck this guy's dick.
All right, I will start us then, since you guys... I'm going to start with some positive news. Hey, you guys remember, remember MoviePass?
Yep.
So,
oh god, I read that too.
Yeah, and apparently in the past year, they've lost like 94% of their subscribers. That's like non-sustainable at that point, right? It doesn't matter how much money you pump into it. If you lose that much money, you're pretty much done, right?
Yeah.
And it had such a good, promise for consumers. You could see whatever movies you want, and then it went. They're like, oh wait, that's too much money. We don't have that much money. But anyways.
So what's the news?
The news is that's the news. But are you? I don't know. Maybe it's a cautionary tale for something else that says that. I don't know. It's weird because if you had it while it was here, it was good, right? Now it's gone.
Guess. I didn't have it.
Oh well, I had it and I went to see movies and it was great for 6 months. And then they were like, "Now you can only see one movie every week." And I was like, "Eh," or three movies a month or whatever. I was like, "Oh, whatever."
Not worth it.
Yeah, but anyways, it was cool for a while. So I got us started. I got us away from the Mueller report. Let's talk about other stuff that's cool and fun. Show Ryan some trailers that he's never seen or talk about it. What's the big thing for this week? There's got to be something big that's on the on the docket.
So Ryan, you need to start watching. There's about four or five listed. In the meantime, let's talk about how. I don't know what they were thinking. They should have said this earlier and just made it this way. They've moved up the Spider-Man movie from Friday, July 5th to Tuesday, July 2nd so that it didn't have to premiere on a holiday on July 4th.
Wait, what? Isn't that a holiday?
So normally they premiere things on July 2nd. They just always have because everyone has July 4th off and stuff like that. So you get that cool-ass super long
extra
weekend.
Money.
Right. Originally, they had it on July 5th.
Which means they would have had a theatrical, that Thursday night before release, which would have been July 4th, but...
Nobody would have been there because everyone would have been all fucking on the fireworks and shit.
Oh,
that stuff.
I thought it was from July 9th to July 2nd. That makes more sense. I thought it was the week after July 4th. Okay. No. Yeah, this makes more sense then. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, right? You want to get your money and shit. Wait, so that's in July, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that a little bit.
Looks fun.
Yeah.
You better buy tickets now so I can go.
It's Spider-Man. It's,
no. You just need to tell your wife that you are going.
Oh, she doesn't want to see this one. He's fine.
No, it's Spider-Man. It's the one that Griff relates to the most because it's a kid. So and a spider, yes. If we could watch Spider-Man all day. But he would rather just watch Into the Spider-Verse more and more.
Kids like to watch the same movie over and over. It's fun. But you're fucking burying the lead here. What's the big news for the week? Now, I know it came out on Friday, so it was almost a week ago.
I was giving Ryan time here.
Oh, you're right. I got it.
Notre Dame burning.
Nope. It's the Mueller report came out.
Oh, my God. Somebody get rid of Ryan. Hang up on him.
Adam?
Hold on. I can do that.
Swing the axe as you're supposed to.
My axe.
Right? Star Wars Episode 9.
Yeah!
The Rise of Skywalker.
Woo! We could talk all day about this, but let's just start a little bit. Like, thoughts and feelings and stuff on the opening trailer and crap like that. And the title and all that.
I heard there was some tingling going on in the southern region of the Dave's pants.
Yeah, there was. I had goosebumps and everything.
Interesting. Okay.
I watched it three times at work, and I pulled everybody over to my desk, and we watched it, more. It was kind of fun.
Dave, can we go to work? No, watch more Star Wars trailers.
But boss, shut it.
Star Wars.
If you don't have your CW reports on my desk by the end of the day,
what's an Arrow do? I haven't got time to watch Arrow. Just tell me what he did. I want a report.
TPD.
It did the thing that trailers are supposed to do. It got you hyped for something that even more hyped than something that I was already going to go to. They did a really good job. They showed my boy Lando looking fucking absolutely gorgeous. And then it ended with that little audio cue at the end. It was really good.
Okay. I will be the negative Nancy here and say I was not overwhelmed by the trailer. I wasn't, or the teaser. I remember the teaser for 7. I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling so good and this makes me so happy. And this one, I was just like, okay. The things that it did interest me was the title, Rise of Skywalker. That's interesting. There's a lot of different things that could mean. And then, of course, the Emperor's cackle at the end. That was like, wait, what? Has he been alive all this time? Or is that just kind of a nod to him dying or something?
Well, there could be a few things.
What if he is his own Force ghost?
But that's yeah, fine too. I guess. I mean, they kind of alluded to the fact that was a possibility. No, I guess they never said you had to be like good or a Jedi. You just had have knowledge of it. Yeah, I guess that would suck. I don't want to see evil ghosts.
And he knows things that others would call unnatural.
Yeah,
I do go back to episode 3 when he's having that conversation with Anakin in regards to cheating death, that there was the Sith Lord that was able to cheat death and blah blah blah, and I'm like, okay, is that you? You know,
Darth Plagueis. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
The wise.
So.
Yep. Exactly.
He could have survived that explosion / burning fire pit.
We know that the Emperor was a planner, so he could have made a clone of himself.
No, he put a ship at the bottom of that exhaust tube in case somebody threw him over it, right? He's like, just in case somebody throws me in the exhaust tube, I have a ship waiting.
I just keep thinking of Ryan's wizard, you know? I'm going to put a clone in here.
Yeah, I guess.
Cast a spell and I don't know. I'm just going to resurrect it here.
I think if you go into the clone world, you open up the universe into new shit that people aren't prepared for. It's almost like breaking the universal rule by not mentioning it before, you know?
Well, in the prequels, they mentioned clones left and right.
No,
right?
They mentioned clones, but not like I can, you know, I mean, talking about transferring a consciousness or just an actual clone of somebody. Because that doesn't mean he survived. It's an actual different person.
Right, yeah, and that's what I think it is.
I agree with Dave.
So,
If we look back at the canon of non-canon books that Adam really liked.
But we don't want to do that.
Didn't they do that with Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
But, no, they did it with the Emperor.
But that's why we don't want to do that, because that universe is like it's a different universe to observers, right? You have rules set in that universe. And if you try to use those rules for our normal universe, you're going to get a lot of people going, wait a minute, that was not established. I don't know what you're talking about now.
Right.
They claimed Luke. Remember, they made the Luke where it was like Luke, where it was like Luke. They cloned him
in the books. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was way later though.
They had a Jedi, Luke. Right? The master.
Yeah.
So, so they're saying when you clone somebody, they get their Force powers as well. So is that go back to the midichlorian thing?
I have no idea.
See, this is why we don't bring up cloning at all. And if Ryan were cognizant, he could also talk about cloning, but he's too busy reading and watching every single trailer that's been posted, which is like 10 minutes of it. So
I'm actually just watching this one and trying to catch. Like, I'm with you. I thought it was just medium, honestly. The trailer. And I did watch it before, but it was a long time ago.
Then you're not a true fan.
A long time ago. It came out Friday.
Well, that feels like a long time ago. In fact, when I watched it the first time, it felt like one that was made by someone who pieced together pieces of other things. I mean, clearly there's part, like the beginning of it, like I don't know.
It's all new footage.
It is all new footage, but mostly, some of it looked familiar. Right?
because, like they said, the Leia stuff is not new footage. That's recycled to try to bring her in into the universe, even though she died.
It's true.
Or keep her in the universe. I will say that visually, it was really cool looking. I'll give you that.
Right.
It's just, I remember 7. I remember thinking, oh my God, that's going to be so amazing. I got tingles and stuff. And this one, I didn't get it, and I wanted it, you know?
So I think we're going to get a Manchun kind of thing, where it's like, Palpatine died, right? And then all the fucking clone tubes, he had like 8 of them, say like 8 of them all over the fucking universe. Those all open, you know, and they all think, hey, man, I'm Emperor Palpatine, man. I just got to build my shit back up. And they've been building it behind the scenes. Fucking, what's his face? Snoke, boom, Snoke was a clone. You know, he was like an incomplete clone. Cool, he had lots, he's like, boom, he did his own thing. She is a fucking attempt at some sort of cloning process to create a female version of Palpatine. Cool. She did her own thing. Like, her parents were nobody. Her parents were just, like, dropped her off on a planet because they weren't...
Ooh, I don't like that.
No. Her parents were literally nobody.
I know. I don't like that. I'm saying... I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's a good theory. I think if I was a normal watcher of the show, I'd be like, what? No, I don't like that. That's what I mean by I don't like that.
Like,
I'm not saying it's a bad theory. I'm saying I, as a viewer, would not like that.
Like, so do you want her parents to be people we know?
I want them to be something, yes. Otherwise, it's the whole episode 7/8 / who is she? That stuff goes out the window. It's, I don't know. It feels like an easy, eh.
I don't think it needs to be someone we know. Like, they're active in the movie, but they're linked to something.
Yeah. I don't
know. You know.
Sure. Well, it could literally be like they were good people that tried to raise a clone that was destined to be evil, but and managed to break the cycle.
I know what you're saying, and it's fine. I just saying, like, individually, I would not care for that line. That's
I
just
think me. It was Adam. Your theory was the daughter of the Emperor, wasn't it? Like one of those the daughter of the Emperor type thing.
No, that was the daughter of Kenobi.
Yeah,
correct. Oh, my.
Kenobi.
Based off her.
No, what, I think we talked a little bit about this on Tuesday night.
I don't know. Adam, go ahead. What's that, Adam?
Kenobi. I kind of wonder if she's actually the clone of Luke. Like, Rey is some sort of hybrid clone of Luke. And that's why she was drawn to his lightsaber.
Sure. All right. And well, let's talk about the title, Rise of Skywalker. That's weird. They don't usually... We've never had a title like that. That's strange.
Lucas never gave it away with the titles.
Well, there's still many ways that could go.
So, yes. Right. I'm saying Skywalker is no longer a name, but is a title.
Yeah, that's what they mentioned on that one show. I don't know if I like that either. Yeah. I like that theory either.
I don't know. After the disappointment of 8, this is going to be tough. Because 8 was a little more disappointing than it could have been.
I mean, it was fine. It just wasn't amazing. Yes. I don't know.
True.
There were aspects of 8 that just didn't seem to fit.
Correct.
Like, they didn't know what to do with the characters, so we're just going to have them do a side quest.
Right.
Like, it would be cool, man, if they just Rose was head of the movie.
I was saying, were you disappointed there's no Rose in the trailer, Ryan?
The best, only good thing about the trailer.
That's not actually the only good thing.
Well, here's what I struggle with the
struggle
trailer.
With John Boyoga being in the trailer?
No. Man. I struggle with that the trailer simply sort of shows people, like, that you know. And, like, they're actually literally, like, just hanging out and walking for a sec. And I think it's cool that they're there, but it feels flat because there doesn't seem like any element of canvas where the plot can lay on to me there. I don't know. Like, there's not anything there that's an action piece that looks cool.
Lando is flying through hyperspace.
Well, remember, this is technically, this is considered...
It's a teaser.
A teaser.
I know it's a teaser. I'm just saying that it teased me in the wrong way. Like, it was simply a reminder of here are some people, like, it didn't...
Oh.
And there was a jump flip move that took most of the video. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, we're still 8 months out. I mean, you're not going to start planting plot seeds.
Sure.
Eight 8 months out.
What's up, Adam?
All right, it's just kind of occurred to me. You know, when they first clipped, they panned down to her saber, lightsaber on her hip.
Yep.
They weren't going for her hip. They were going for her stomach. She's pregnant with...
That's a good theory.
Oh, interesting. See, that's a good theory. Rise of Skywalker. Okay.
There you go with the Skywalker.
So, well, I mean, that's technically not a Skywalker, but...
Leia's a Skywalker.
Well, right, but... I mean, if you depends how we pass the name, right? She, I mean, which one? I mean, that would be Han's, and she, that'd be a Solo, which would be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways.
She's a Solo Skywalker.
Well, we don't know that.
When has she had time alone with him, or is it like, did she get knocked out? A force baby?
Well, that could be later. That could be later in the fucking movie, too, because it's obviously not opening with that. That could be later on. It could be an end sequence.
Have they claimed they're going to have, like, an episode 10 and 11 and
12. No, 9 is the end. 9's the end of the saga. Yeah.
9 is the end of the Skywalker
series.
Yeah, that's why we had the prequel, we had the original, the prequel, and then these three.
And then they're going to take a break, and then we'll probably see something, you know, 5, 6, 7 years from
now. Although, Dave, you're kind of right. I mean, they can communicate through the Force. Maybe they can have a Force baby as well.
See, and that I'm not done with.
I would agree with that. That'd be fine. You can't get midichlorians through Force.
Like, guess what? Fucking clones? Clones, we have jurisprudence, you know, for that happening. We know that it happens.
Yes, but we don't transfer individual consciousness. We just transfer, like, fucking regular clones are dumb. You know, they're just normal clone people that you gotta raise to maturity, and then they might not even have the same Force powers for all we know.
It's true.
I just really hope it's not clones, personally.
You are going to be sorely disappointed.
I hope it's not clones. I don't want clones. I don't want clones. That'd be bad.
What if they call them something else?
Like what?
Like simulacrums.
That's another name for clone.
Whoa! No, that's cool. They can never get a higher ability.
Yeah, they're made of ice. So shut your mouth. What I was wondering about this thing is it says... Skywalker in the last one, did he like turned into nothing and disappeared? But did he reappear after he disappeared? He did. Oh yeah, he did his like phantom whole scene where he was actually not there.
Yes.
But then did he like die more after that?
They showed his body disappearing.
He basically turned into a Force ghost. Yes.
He's sitting on the rock.
Yeah.
Stares off into the sunset.
Yes, but then his ghost appeared. After just like that, Obi-Wan. And was there for a long time.
I don't think
I remember that.
No, his ghost appeared inside the complex, right? And he says, like, I'm going to go out there and face him, right?
Okay.
And then, yes, we think it's a fight. The fight, boom, 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 boom,
but
boom.
But he's, like,
boom,
projecting himself, yeah.
Himself there, right. The fight is actually not just a projection of him fighting. And then as soon as Kylo realizes it, then the camera goes and goes to the planet he was on. Mm-hmm. The robe collapses.
Yep. And that cool and homage to Obi-Wan falling down or dying. Oh, yeah, good shit.
Which was very cool. But now that does make me wonder, the rise could refer to his coming back.
Yeah, probably. There's like many different ways it could. Like, yep, definitely could.
And even if he comes back in the form of ghostiness of some sort, like that could still count. You know what I mean? Sure. Especially if he's got a pivotal role. The kid in theory, I like if there was another 4 planned episodes or something, but I feel like it would be ending on, hey, we have this kid who's destined to be the future Skywalker, kind of like goes like, I want to see the future Skywalker.
But what
I mean,
if
it's cool?
What if the last 5 minutes just tells you text? He did really good stuff for the next 10 for 20 years, and everybody was happy with him. The end.
He was better than all the other Skywalkers. No doubt. Right.
Movies. At the end, no question mark?
Okay, so this is about a minute and 30 seconds into the trailer.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's sweet metal, baby.
Yeah, where'd they have it?
I don't have the trailer.
Took the metal from episode.
Yeah, New Hope. The end of New Hope.
Yeah.
So she kept it all this time.
Well, yeah. It's Hans, baby.
Yeah.
That's Hans.
Hey, can I interrupt as if it were my turn to speak?
No.
Ryan, because I want to just touch on what Ryan said, is this is the end of the saga. But that would be a good way to introduce a character for more Star Wars movies. Like, you know, it could be like, we win, and, oh, I'm also having another. I'm continuing the lineage, and maybe we'll see more movies that take place 20 years down the line or something. Because it's not like they're going to stop making Star Wars movies. This is just the end of the saga movies. So that is a way to make more movies.
And they've said, we're not going to stop making movies. This will just be the end of the saga.
Yeah.
But then they're also taking a break from Star Wars. They're going to, you know, really slow it down, and we're not going to see probably anything for another 4 or 5 years. Besides, so, you know, besides series on Disney Plus.
Hang on, at 1:30, I see fucking like dudes on broomsticks flying through the air. What's
broomsticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, your time's off a little bit.
1:34.
Okay, gotta be very specific with this stuff. Oh, the medal, Luker Hahn's medal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I'm assuming Leia had that. That's my guess.
So I think it's Hahn's medal. I'm gonna say it's Hahn's medal.
Yeah, I think so too. Although I have to say, it's at 1:33 on mine. That was really cool for me because I think I mentioned before my original DVD or VHS that I have of the first three movies. There, you know, remember we had to make 6 hours? It was the max you could record all into one. Yeah. So I put all into one and it would always cut off just before they got their medals. So like the first 600 times I watched Star Wars, they never got those medals. It just kind of cut off and started the next movie. And
so
to
you
make
saw Luke's cocky face,
right? And so I mean, eventually I saw it, right? But honestly, the first like 500 times I saw it, and so and then Return of the Empire would start, yeah. And so to see it come back in this way and me to remember, oh fuck! And now I really that's the reason why I remember those so well is because they didn't exist for me for so long.
Yeah, I mean that showing that medal makes me think that she's Leia.
Well, whose hand
Solo's
is that?
Solo's kid.
Whose hand is that? Is that Leia's hand?
Leia's.
It looks dark. Yeah, I think that's Leia's hand.
I think it's Leia's. It makes sense, and I think she's giving it to her, and she's saying, "Remember your dad, and he would want you to have this."
Remember your dad?
It can't be Leia and Han's kid, though. If that's Leia and Han's kid, they just left her on a desert planet. We talked about this before. That would be so bad.
Well, there's a lot of. It's hard to explain.
Child abandonment?
Yes, and that happened. So, like, there's probably a reason for it. And it's weird, though, that they, like, maybe they didn't know or something or somehow.
I didn't. Possible. She had a force baby, and she didn't know about it.
They could be just reminiscing about Han because they go right from here, they go right to a scene of Leia and Rey hugging it out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of saying goodbye. So, you know, it could be one of those kind of scenes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, that's still my... If I were a betting man, that would still be my number one bet.
Yes, I'm not... I mean, I understand that. That's just not my number one bet. My number one bet is fucking Danny and John's kid is definitely the Forest Skywalker guy.
The other thing is, you gotta look at if Rey is having the Skywalker baby, there's gonna be twins.
Well, of course, there has to be. It runs in the family.
It'd be triplets.
Hey, that doesn't run in the family.
It does now.
Clone babies.
They were twins, and now they're having triplets.
Yeah, either way, I think what you mentioned is it did get me interested in the plot enough where I'm interested, right. But I was not like, I didn't get the super tingles that Dave did. So.
I think it's mostly music. The music always gets me. Star Wars music always gets me.
I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying, for some reason, this didn't hit me like it usually does.
Yeah. And what is that? Like, and they say her flipping over the thing is like a callback to the old Joseph Campbell stuff. Because, you know, the guy, which was basically the guy who was like the big myth guy and stuff like that. And all the mythology throughout the world is very similar to each other, even though like people have never met and stuff like that. And because there was the old myth of like, you know, people jumping over a charging bull. And that's very reminiscent of that, you know, like, oh, she flips over a bull and stuff like that. Something charging at her. So that's it's cool to back to like.
I guess. It didn't look that cool to me. I'm sorry. I was like, what? The whole scene was awesome until she flipped over the thing. Then I was like, eh.
I almost don't think she's flipping over. I think she's flipping on.
I understand. Still, everything looked cool to me except for that. And maybe it's me just being a negative Nelly, but I whatever. You know.
You're so negative.
And why didn't they show who was piloting it? They showed the gloves.
Oh, it was obviously. Come on. It was Kylo's ship, right? It was Kylo's ship.
The thing is, I don't know if it was him. Why would they show it?
It was a red advanced TIE fighter. There's a hint of red with it.
Definitely Kylo's ship. And I even like the homage of the gloves. I mean, that's Vader homage, right?
Sure, well, but I'm saying, like, why would they not show us who it was?
Because it was a, there's a whole scene of screws. No, look, I have super magic glues to put my helmet back together.
they were just welding it back together.
No, it's magic glue. It's magic glue. I love it. I love magic glue. It's awesome.
They were literally just welding it back together. They're like, but, like magic glue.
It just reminded me of his temper tantrum in that second when he's like, oh, I don't like my mask anymore.
But see, now that's classic Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's the Skywalker genes in there. Like, they've all whined about something at some point in time.
That is interesting. What if he becomes a hero? That would be a very tragic. I think a lot of people would be annoyed.
Oh, we talked about that before. They could very easily, like, kind of do I don't know. I honestly think it's going to be his redemption again. That's kind of like everybody gets redeemed in the end, right?
Right.
But they could very easily like flip it, and all of a sudden Rey gets turned somehow. But I think Ryan's right. The fans would not like that. Much like the fans would not like clones.
Well, I think the younger generation of fans would love clones.
I don't think so.
So, I don't know. It was cool.
The generation would be confused.
So which Death Star was that?
It would have been...
Or was it just one we haven't seen? There's only been two that got shot down.
It's hard to say.
Now, if it was the Emperor's Lath, and we're meant to believe that he's still alive, was that fucking the ruins on Endor? Or is that the one on Yavin 4? Because yeah, that when she looks over, that's the fucking Death Star frame. That's what that is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so, that circle is like the.
Or is that
is the Death Star laser?
Or is that one we haven't seen before? And this opens up a whole new set of questions, because if it's on Yavin 4, that's different, and if it's on Endor, that's different.
It doesn't look like Endor.
What if
it does not?
If something blew up right next to Endor, we don't know the ecological disaster that it could have brought down onto them.
What's the planet that Luke is on currently?
He's on no planet because he's a space ghost.
Right. You mean the planet with all the porgs?
Yeah, with the porgs. It had a lot of waves and this rocky terrain.
There was no Death Star there, though.
We don't know that, though.
Well, we never saw one. Why would there be one? It could have been. It could have been anywhere. You
didn't see it.
Doesn't mean
it happened.
Sure, right? But usually in this universe, they try to keep things coherent. They don't just add new shit and be like, hey, suck it, more clones. And they can transfer their consciousness.
You never looked left, Ray. If you would have looked left, you would have said the giant Death Star in the ocean. But you always look to the right.
I thought it was cool. But my favorite... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think there's going to be callbacks that we are not expecting to the prequels. Because if we really think about it, we got a lot in the first movie. We got just callbacks. It was basically a lot of stuff from the original series, the one we grew up on. Second one kind of diverged in a lot of ways. The third one, I think we're going to get lots of things to coalesce the whole series as a whole, to bring it like full circle back to prequels. So I think there's going to be things that we are not expecting because the prequels are not so ingrained in what we are as people, that I think there's going to be callbacks to things that we are not expecting from the original or from the prequel series.
I understand. Sure.
Could be.
Did you, if you listened to Hollywood Babylon this week, they had my favorite discussion. They said, well, let's say that's the Death Star that was on Endor. And let's say Palpatine somehow survived. Has he just been feasting on Ewoks this entire time? So everybody's happy because fuck those Ewoks. And he shows them like roasting an Ewok over his spit. And everybody's happy that didn't like Ewoks.
Who didn't like Ewoks?
Everybody didn't like Ewoks. They were supposed to be fucking Wookiees and you know it.
Chewbacca is on Endor with Ewoks.
Yes.
That does not make sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. Any last thoughts?
Once again, I will always see a Star Wars movie.
Yep. Hard to miss. I will say the shot of Lando looked cool.
I know, and him laughing.
Yeah. I was happy that he was happy.
I know. He's got the Falcon looking good.
General Calrissian.
Right.
Cool. Go ahead, Adam.
Let's segue into The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's true.
It looks like they started releasing some info on it. Like, Jon Favreau is going to be in charge, which...
Jon Favreau's showrunner. They have classic, they, you know, so they have the classic writer's room and multiple directors and stuff like that, but...
So, it looks like it's going to be... after Jango, after Boba, and then they're going to segue into new Mandalorian that's going to be badass.
Right.
But from what I have found so far, it looks like they want it to be more Western-like. So yes, it's not like sci-fi Rebels and Imperial.
You just said they're doing Django, like Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Well,
it takes place six years after Return of the Jedi in that power vacuum that happens when there's no longer no empire, but no new order.
Is there gonna be fucking clones everywhere?
It's all in the Outer Rim.
I like Outer Rim shit because like Adam's saying, it feels more outpost or what's the word?
It's going to be Serenity, like.
Yeah, it seems very much.
That's what I almost pictured. It was kind of Serenity, like hopping planet to planet,
right?
Lawlessness.
Because they said like he is getting his bounties and doing his stuff like that, and then but there's the overarching story as well. So there'll be stories of, like episodes will have individual things, but they will all connect together in an interesting way.
Yeah, some sort of frontiersy stuff.
Although the Outer Rim, like Tantooine was on the Outer Rim.
Ooh, that's hot territory.
Huh. It is. Ooh, good point.
Will they run it? Do you think they'll run it? He'll run into browncoats. There'll be browncoats out there.
That'll be interesting.
There's not. I would.
Well, it is a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Well, it's not our galaxy.
Well, they might at that time been far away. Who knows?
I'm looking at the cast, and your boy Carl Weathers is on the cast.
It's awesome.
Fucking Apollo Creed. The Mandalorian is played by the Red Viper.
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, he's the Red Viper from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So,
should we talk about Game of Thrones? We had our first Game of Thrones.
Ryan, are you caught up on it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Did you watch all the other episodes?
I did watch lots of them.
Did you guys watch the most important, the Sesame Street Respect is Coming Game of Thrones crossover?
It is.
No.
It's pretty good. okay, so initial thoughts. Game of Thrones, episode one. Woohoo! Jon Snow did something.
Everybody's watching the trailer now.
He wrote a dragon.
He wrote a dragon. That was the big thing.
And he...
He held onto a dragon mostly.
Yeah, you don't really ride a dragon; you just hold on.
I thought it was a good, like rhyming episode to the first episode of the series. You know, big army coming up to Winterfell. You know, a lot of characters doing things that are reminiscent of what they did, like kid running through the procession, coming up there, climbing a tree. It was, you know, whatever, it was Arya in the first episode, now Arya standing there, and it's another kid. You know, so it's a cool callbacks and stuff like Winterfell is yours, my grace, and stuff like that. So I thought it was a cool homecoming for a lot of characters, and people got to meet each other and say fun lines. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was the whole episode. People got to meet each other and say, or meet each other, or be reunited and say cool lines.
Yep,
pretty much.
And of course, the big reveal, which we all knew, is you're a Targaryen. Yay!
Well, the reveal was how Jon took it,
right?
But yeah, I agree. It was like It was an intro to the season.
Yep.
And it was, if you just watched the previous season, it was kind of disappointing. Not in that anything that happened was disappointing. In fact, the whole episode for me was quite enjoyable until it was over.
Yeah.
And I wanted like another half an hour, you know what I mean?
It felt like episode zero, right? It should have been episode zero. Because that was like, that's 1/6 of the season? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
It was short too. Like some of the I kind of thought they might be all longer, like even this one. And this one was an hour long, and yeah. Some of the previous ones were hour and a half, hour 10, hour 12, you know.
Yeah.
So it was 65
minutes.
Yeah, me and Amy talked about that, how I thought they were all hour and a half this year, because that's what we were led to believe. But no, there's some that are just like 62 minutes or 61 minutes or whatever. And they're not actually as long. And I think that's because people said, oh, there's only six. But they're each hour and a half long. That's not true. There's only six, and a few of them are hour and a half long.
Only like the last three, or last two.
There's a few in there, yeah. But yeah. Why is it only six then? That's all they needed? You're telling me all they needed was six, or did they run out of money?
They didn't run out of money.
How did they run out of money?
Because it's a fucking expensive show to make. It's not like you get more money just by making that show. You have to get subscribers, and I heard like 55 million people like pirated it. That's, you know how many people that is? 55 million people pirated it. Oh, I can't say that. Like, that's one in every seven Americans pirated that motherfucking show.
Yeah, but I think that is 55 million, do they say, worldwide?
It doesn't matter. My point being, that's a lot of fucking people and a lot of subscribers you're not getting, so... Because the other ones that did pirate it are people that are sharing HBO accounts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, they probably have to pay all of the main people in it a lot more than they used to.
I don't think they have to.
Do you think they're on contract the whole time?
Yep. I think the person that got paid the most was fucking... Ned Stark in the first one, because he was effectively the face. Everyone else was new people who had not made much of anything, right? Mm. You know, like, sure. the big people were Ned and fucking Robert Baratheon. Those are the big people who I've seen in lots of other things, and they died.
Well, so but I that's, think everyone, that's everyone what I'm saying, though. Like, they clearly were cheap at the time.
But sure.
Then, well, could they, even if their contracts is this or that, could they make a stink and easily get more because, you know, they have that kind of clout? Like, if Jon Snow is like, yeah, I know my contract says I won't get paid if I quit, but yeah, you're fucked too, so I guess maybe we could work something out.
It's Game of Thrones. You're never safe. They'll just write you off by killing your motherfucking ass.
And see, and why would they do that? Why would they do that when they could do something like super simple? Like they say, like, okay, here's what you're gonna get paid, and oh, cool. If the show does great, does what, which you know what you should, we'll give you bonuses based on something, 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 right? You know.
Yeah.
And.
I don't know.
Once you already have a shit ton of money, only the most fucking terrible people are the ones that like walk off things because they want more.
And because it hurts them trying to get a real job in the future, too. It's a pretty small community.
Because, HBO could be like, hey, fuck you. Guess what?
But,
Blackball.
I wasn't referring so much to the money. I think it's an expensive show to produce and make. Like, that's a lot of CG, that's a lot of cast, that's a lot of, I mean, they're flying people around all over the place to make that. I mean, didn't they use like five different locations or something just for the first episode, I heard? So I assumed it's more expensive than making, I don't know, Sesame Street. I'll bring up Sesame Street.
It looks like they're all getting paid like five, like, okay, let me just tell you some things. I think this is kind of interesting. So, Daenerys is getting paid $500,000 per episode.
Okay.
Jaime's getting paid $500,000 per episode.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion's getting paid $500,000 per episode. Jon Snow, $500,000. Fucking seriously, $500,000? It changes.
No, but hang on. You just answered my question though. That's why there's only six episodes.
Well, but you were also saying that they weren't getting paid much. This is a lot. So these are actors are getting
sure,
paid quite well.
But my point being, like, if you made it nine episodes, that's a lot of extra money you have to pay people. So why not make just six longer episodes?
Right. Macy Williams, I mean, a.k.a. Arya, she is getting paid $150,000.
Really?
That's fucking outrageous.
Per episode? How much money that is?
Well, I mean, they're
over eight seasons? Oh my god.
They should then lower everybody else to $75.
You're a hater.
She's pretty good. I like
her. Big time hater.
It's must be because she's young and female. Racism and ageism and sexism. Because she's white.
Sansa.
Oh god.
No, it's based on weight.
Yeah.
It's a wait.
It costs more money to fly you to places if you weigh more, so you get paid more for some reason.
Yeah, those are just like the... Sure. There's more people.
Well, yeah, too, there's so they, that. My point is, an expensive show. I guess if you can keep it down by only having 6 episodes, that's what you do. Just so we know, the first episode was 54 minutes, the second was 60, and the rest are 80, about approximately. So there is a lot of 80s, but I understand now why they did that. And do you kind of get pissed off if you're a fucking Game of Thrones actor? You're like, wait a minute, I was expecting 9 episodes. Like, no, it's just 6 longer ones.
That's not necessarily the only reason they did
it. It's definitely the only reason they did it. I see right through all those fucking greedy bastards.
I don't know. I think it would be fun. I'd be like, all right, I'm getting paid. Because you know you're not paying for food, you're not paying for lodging, you're not paying for any of that stuff. So that money is actually way more money.
Oh, I'm not saying they're getting gypped in any way. I'm saying if I was HBO and I was an executive and I wanted to save some money, this is what I would do. I'd be like, no. Each episode's going to be longer. The fans will love it. I'd be like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was very interesting. There were some things that I saw that I didn't... That makes me think slightly differently because... The last episode of last season, right? Like, Tyrion is saying, like, you know, talking to Cersei, blah, 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 you know, like, offers her something to drink. She doesn't take it, and he's like, it's one of the things where he says, oh, you're pregnant. But we see her drink several times in this episode.
It does seem like she might be using that to trick people.
Right.
There's a scene where she's kind of sitting there and she puts her hand on her belly and kind of looks down and like looks remorseful.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying, like, did she lose it? Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, so, like, it could be various things. Like, she's lost everything else in her life. Like, I think there has to be a head where she's got to admit she has some culpability in some of these things.
I don't think so. I don't think she's gonna care.
I think she's gonna fucking throw herself off the fucking tower. I know she is.
I think if she does that, she's gonna blow herself up with that whole city. She seems like that kind of vindictive bitch.
I think she's gonna use the pregnancy story to get the Euron to like follow her.
Yeah,
more.
That's what I got out of it too. Yeah,
and so she'll take that whether or not one there's a child. Or two, it's his. I think she'll play that.
Yeah, and he even mentioned it. He even mentioned it to her. I'm gonna put a prince in your belly.
Right, exactly. So she is thinking.
Which,
all right.
By the way, it's just wrong.
Like, yeah, I guess I probably should do.
Right. I mean, babies go in uteruses, not bellies. He's a fucking idiot.
Oh man, yeah.
Seriously.
But I also thought it was interesting that Bronn was paid to take out the brothers
with Joffrey's crossbow.
Which, to me, the brothers, too. Wow. So, one, I think it puts Bronn in this predicament. I think Bronn will show his true colors, which is that he's a good-hearted rogue.
He's honorable, yeah.
Right. But it also shows more sort of black and white. It shows that Cersei has given up even on her last of her family, which I think is... I'm a little surprised by that, actually. Like, she couldn't take out Tyrion while she was there, but she basically said, like, all right, I'm done with them both now. Which I think is... She's turned even a shade darker. When you think you couldn't turn any darker, I think she's turned the darkest dark you can turn. That's what I think.
Okay. All right. I think she's going to jump out the window. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe she will. And I guess we'll wait and see. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was fun. It was fun. It did make me, I mean, especially the ending. Amy, when I was watching it, she didn't quite get what was, you know, she didn't, like, understand the significance until I was like, they haven't seen each other since episode 1. He threw him off the fucking balcony last time we saw him. And she's like, shit. I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for next episode.
I like the meme that I saw that was that picture, and it said, I haven't seen you since last fall.
That is funny.
But yeah, that was interesting. Although I wonder, so that makes me, I don't think Jaime's going to try to kill him. It's interesting in that I think Jaime's been a better, become a better person, but he's almost faced to look at his beginnings by coming to where it started. You know what I mean? Like, at least from a story perspective.
Full circle.
So that's kind of cool.
I'm glad Theon got, you know, Yar out. I mean, I'm good.
Yes. I do like how she punched him, too.
Yep, that was good shit.
And then was like, let's go. Because it was like, it was kind of like what happened with her, him and John, but with less words and faster. You know,
like, and I know you guys don't believe me, but I see a dragon there saying, yes, yes, do it, do it, do it.
No, I'm saying that.
I see also a dragon that's kind of protective, but overall I see a dragon watching those two going, yes, do it.
I see a dragon that is like, oh, cool, man. Like, we don't know what how they reproduce. I'm saying one of the dragons is going to get is going to lay eggs.
Maybe these dragons can only reproduce when their mother reproduces.
Like, it, like maybe it's like, I'm wondering, it's like you bond, a dragon bonds to a rider, and then if those riders, you know, like, have a bond, yeah, it, like they can prove that, like, they now the dragons would like to reproduce. That's cool.
This
I'm
is,
down with whatever.
This is a better one. This one, the smirk on his mouth here tells me, yes, this is good. This is what I want. You know what I mean?
What dirty dragon.
I mean, look at that smirk.
He's like putting human emotions onto this dragon.
Yes, I am. I am. All right.
It is interesting. Like, the main plot point, which is something we already knew, hey, John knows who he is now, does still raise, even though those questions could have existed before this episode, it more poignantly raises the question of what the fuck are they going to do now? Because he's kind of in a relationship with her. He has committed to her. They're getting along. The North loves Jon Snow but hates her. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's like, I actually think it's pretty interesting. And yet, there's only six episodes left.
Five.
And the dead have broken through and are on their fucking way. Five. Oh yeah, and that's also right. That dude, Umber, Lord Umber, the boy, was like displayed for all to see.
So
that was kind of fucked up.
Right. So what was Dany's big thing? She's always like, I want to break the wheel, break the wheel. But she's kind of doing the same thing that has been done. Rolls into a place with a big army, conquers everything, you know, and rules. Right. The person that's really breaking the wheel is Jon Snow, the guy who's like, hey man, you're in charge, you can be king. Oh, I don't want to be king. It's like, he's the guy, he's literally saying he does not want to be in charge of all this stuff, right? He's the right, will be shown to be the rightful heir to the throne and say, I don't, and most likely says, I don't want this. Thus, he is the one that's truly breaking the wheel of, like, you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, but
she's doing it.
She ain't gonna give up power. I look forward to what she's gonna do if she even believes him. Like, I don't know what she'll do because she's not gonna be like, oh, okay, cool, you can rule. No, that's not her.
Yeah, I know, because she's got too much ego in her.
She got too much dragon in her. Yeah.
So, but the thing is, like, Bran can be like Bran. They've shown that you can bring other people into visions and stuff like that in the past. You know, like when Bran was still learning all that stuff, the Three-Eyed Raven brought him back to the Tower of Joy and stuff like that. So, Bran can go, hey, come check this out. And then Sam goes, hey, I stole a few books. And she's like, oh, pardon you, whatever. So Sam has the books that says, hey, your dad got divorced from your mom.
Yeah.
That's cool. Whatever. So now we know that. And got remarried to Lyanna Stark. Cool. We know that. Now Bran goes, hey, check this out. They have a kid. That's him. You know, and what is she? These are definitive things that she can see.
Well,
and
we don't know that he can bring her into the vision. We know that a magical beast known as the Three-Eyed Raven was able to bring the next Three-Eyed Raven into
right,
a... We don't know if that... Just he can do that for anybody. That would be interesting.
I think it was like pupil, mentor-mentee relationship was able to bring him in. So,
but
it's possible.
But it might be enough where he's like, I have these visions and here's the fucking books, deal with it. You know?
Yeah, or you can say like, yesterday you were doing this and when no one was looking, and before that you walked through the Tower of the Warlocks.
That's true.
And like, he can tell her shit that only she knows.
Right.
And be like, And I'm a fucking weird dude, so yeah. Do you not trust me? Because I've just kind of proven it, you know?
Yeah.
The one part that I said they just glossed over, they show up, Danny shows up, and Bran goes, Night King's broken through the wall, and he has your dragon, it's undead now.
I know.
And they just go like, huh.
Yeah, she kind
and
of
never say yeah. anything. I'm like,
no response.
You know how great your fucking dragons are.
I know.
Are.
I felt
just one of them. Now one of them is undead.
Was that at the very end though?
No,
it was
right
at the beginning.
Right when they got but, there.
Yeah, I oh, felt. So, I felt. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
So right in there, Bran also said to Jon Snow, "No." Jon asked Bran what he's doing there, right? And what did Bran say? Something like, I'm waiting for someone?
Waiting for a friend. An old friend. Waiting for an old friend.
So, who's he waiting for?
Jamie.
Is it Jamie?
Fucking Jamie.
Yeah.
That's why he's sitting right there at that spot, because he knows Jamie's going to get there, and will get off his horse, go, huh, look around, and look directly into his eyes.
What's significant there?
He was waiting for Tarly.
No, he's waiting for Jamie.
I completely agree with that.
I'm waiting for an old friend. Come on.
He's sitting in that spot. He goes and talks to Tarly later, and that's no problem. You know, like,
he talked to Tarly. He met Tarly as Tarly came out and said what he needed to say to Tarly. I don't buy that.
But then didn't he say that to Tarly?
He used his magic powers to be sitting in a spot like so that he sees people.
Didn't he say that to Sam? He said that, why are you sitting here? And he said, I'm waiting for an old friend at that time. So,
yes, and I think that's when he said that, he was referring to waiting for Sam.
That's who he's talking to.
Yes, and you could say that. Like, I could say, like, I'll be, like, sitting outside your house, Chris, and, like eating an apple.
No.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
What are you doing here, man? And I'm saying, I'm waiting for an old friend.
I understand what you're saying, but you're wrong.
And that's clever.
You're wrong. That's
what happened. And that's clever and stuff like that, right? But what's more clever? To cause the person who puts you on the path to being exactly what you are and calling that person your old friend? That seems better writing.
Had they ever...
human than Bran is.
What? I don't know. I mean, you can have
than Bran.
Sure, we can have our theories, but it just makes more poetic sense if he says, "I'm waiting for an old friend."
Cool. It's like starts episode two. It's all like, "What did you mean by old friend?" Oh, I met Jamie Lannister. I hope everyone watching this understands, and on Thursday will admit their faults.
It doesn't matter. You could have whatever.
That would be
cool,
because then he would be knowing. He would be as the three-eyed Raven, being able to see that you were going to disagree with everyone.
Yes. I don't think. That's the case, and I believe I'm strongly against it, but maybe
must just be emotion clouding your judgment here, because it makes so much more sense to say I'm waiting for the guy who episode one threw me off a tower.
He's in the exact same spot when Jamie appears. Right. Jamie arrives, he's in the exact same spot.
We'll figure it out. We'll see what happens.
But he knows exactly where Jamie is. Why sit in the cold like 2 days earlier?
Because he's not human anymore. He's more than human.
Because then it makes fucking sweet ass memes. He's a meme lord.
Hey, when's the last time him and Bran talked? Do you remember?
Who? I don't think they've ever talked.
Sam. Oh.
That Sam got there last season.
Yep. At the very end, Sam got there. Yep. So
that's the first time they met?
Wait. Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's the first time they met. So it's not an old friend.
Not an old friend.
Because Bran is sitting there by the fire, kind of at like a three-quarter shot. You know, Sam walks in and, you know, begins talking.
But
to
we're sure he didn't like meet him on his journey north or anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think they met at the wall.
That's where they would have met, because he'd have to go through the wall, right? Yeah.
But he went a different way.
Wait.
They met at the end of the last season when he came and they were talking, and he said, he told him the one thing, you know, he told him about the book.
Yep. Is that at Winterfell?
Yeah. That was at Winterfell.
Okay, so that was like 6 months or at the most. Like, it's not that old of a friend. Right. We should not be discussing this anymore.
Look, he says he's not even a man anymore. So
he's an old friend, and that like he's no longer friends because he's not human. So how can you be a friend when you're human?
I know. I think that you're just stretching, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Let's put a poll up on our.
I don't know why I care so much.
I know because it's so.
Absolutely do.
I don't know why. Like when Jamie gets there at the end, it's the payoff and everything. It's just there for you to take. You're just like, no, I want to take something else. Fuck you. All right. Anyways, any other Game of Thrones things to talk about before we move on? Because we got some fucking awesome trailers to get to.
I'm good. All right. I could talk about it forever. But
I know.
Wait till the next episode. Yeah. We'll be more shit.
Once Bran says, my old friend, Jamie Lannister.
Which will never happen, but okay.
Okay. I don't think I had that down there. What else did you guys had? You had the Fanboys. That was a cool trailer. I liked or the Boys trailer.
The Boys.
Yeah, that's a new thing. That's an Amazon thing, right? I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. So is this original or is this something that's from a comic or do you know anything about it?
I have it. It's really good.
Okay, so talk about it real quick.
So basically, the classic. You know, all the power in the world corrupts absolutely. So it's like imagine the Justice League, you know, with the best PR people are saying, like, oh, they're the greatest. They're so good. Everything. But then the behind the scenes, they're the perverts and they can do anything. Like, you know, like, hey, man, I can do all the coke in the world because I have superpowers and stuff like that. And like coke doesn't affect me as much. I can go off into like I just punch bad guys to death and no one is going to fucking say I'm wrong. And stuff like that.
I am the savior.
Right. And it's like it has great PR and stuff like that. So it has a giant corporation behind them and is doing all their stuff. And they like can show up to be like, hey, look, I'm doing Make-A-Wish Foundation. So they basically look like they're great people. But yes, then it's a group of people that want to take them down.
Okay.
So.
Cool. The thing that got me was the from the guys who brought you Sausage Partners and the creator of Supernatural. I was like, sweet, let's do this shit. That's gonna be good.
Right.
I like it because it's got Carl Urban in it, and I like Carl Urban.
Okay.
So.
It does look it does look funny, so.
Yeah, and he plays the main guy who's trying to take him down. He's like, it's my job to knock them down a few notches.
Right.
So, but he's just a normal dude, or is he some guy with powers as well?
He has powers as well, but he was, yeah, he is a... It's like he worked to do, like, he was basically, imagine the superheroes that, like, do, like, he's more like the Punisher. So it's like he kind of is punishing the people who, you know, do bad things. But then he realized the superheroes are kind of the people that do bad things.
Sure.
And it's like a, in the comics, they make fun of, like, the big bad guys are, like, effectively the Justice League. I think it's like the Sovereign Seven. So that, and then, but there's also like, the Teen Titans parody and over here where it's like all the younger guys, the younger people and stuff like that. And younger people are even worse than the big, you know, the big guys because it's like they're young. Gotcha. And so they're stupid, but it's like, it's really fun.
Okay.
It's coming super, super violent and super, you know, like, It's like classic provocative stuff like that, where it's like, haha, we're making fun of everyone and being mean to everyone because it's funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
But,
Seth Rogen's directing it? Or not?
He's putting his name like the class, because it's going to kind of out preacher in the violence and stuff like that, where it's like. Because it's technically, it's Garth Ennis is the writer who is also the creator of Preacher anyway. So.
It looks pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And the guy's like super Irish. So. What else was there?
X-Men Dark Phoenix?
Yeah.
That trailer actually made me like it more than before.
Yeah, me too. It's just her performance slash looking like she's evil.
Right, and she is infected by something from fucking space. They go into space for some reason to save the space shuttle or stuff like that, and there was a big giant sentient something that gets put into her. Which is, they better call it the Phoenix Force, and it's cool. Like, that makes me more happy because it's not just like, oh, it's always been in her. It's just like something in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that just her, it got me thinking, like, just when she talked about how I like to do bad things and it feels good or something. Like, how annoying would it be if you were a person that every time you did something like really bad, it actually felt really good? You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It made me give a little bit of sympathy for bad people who like somehow get joy out of doing bad things, because like they probably don't want to do bad things, but it makes them feel good, so they keep doing bad things.
Right, like if there's a chemical imbalance in your head,
that's so what I
like
mean. Yeah, bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a victim as much as anybody else. It's just that you're victimizing right. other people, which is sad.
It's like yeah. it's the same thing. It's all like the people who get intense pleasure from things that hurt them, like you know, like self-flagellation and stuff like that. Like ah, and slap, you know, I cut myself and it causes me joy and stuff. You're like, oh, okay, now just project that out onto a large scale where you have mutant powers too. So
it always goes, it this stuff always brings me back to what my favorite power would be. What if I had a power, what
flight
would I
or
want
flight
be?
Or invisibility.
Adam, what is your favorite power?
I think I like gravity, like being able to manipulate gravity.
I think you'd be super powerful. You're like, all right, guess what? The Earth is no longer in orbit. Fuck you all. I win.
Well, that is. I like the loophole powers like that, where you can gain, for example, flying, or like projectile missiles. like you can use it in various ways to cause different effects. It's a good choice.
It is.
That is true.
Hobbs and Shaw trailer looked fucking ridiculous.
Oh my god.
I laughed my way through that fucking. It's
they
like
fucking art, like that's yes.
How can we get the Maui culture in here? I don't know, let's figure it out.
let's go home.
Right. It's like they're turning them into superheroes. Like Fast and Furious has become a superhero movie in a sense. Like they're basically indestructible and stuff like that. They can do cool things. It's like it's got the melodrama of like of comic book culture and stuff like that, where like, ooh, this person's been dead, but wait a minute, they haven't been. Their mind has been erased with amnesia. And they like they just keep upping the ante on the things they do. So why wouldn't you just up the ante on everything?
Yeah. And
it's cool, like there's... The Rock looks huge. The Rock is huge, right? And those other guys that they surround him with, like Maui guys, are also equally fucking huge.
His family? He's like
a couple of them are actual wrestlers. Like one of them is you know, a current WWE wrestler.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah. That's good. That's kind of payback, because that's where he came from, right?
I think it's his real life cousin too.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. I like when people pay back where they came from. Brian.
But yeah, it just Ryan.
Street gave me nothing. I ain't giving the street nothing.
But yeah, so I mean that was a. And we are now in the end game. We are.
I'm looking so much forward to that.
We are a week away. Did Mickey get a hold of you today too?
Yeah, okay. I already gave it away.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Like, do you have more tickets?
I know.
Like,
I told
Dr.
him.
Doctor Chris, he has a whole list.
Yeah, I know. I told him the one that I had that I offered to my wife's friend, and she said no. And then she said yes, and I was like, "Oh man, had you told me?" And what sucks is that night I was thinking I should have offered to somebody else who I knew as well, but by then it's too late. And I looked at the seating chart for that theater, and it is completely booked up. You can sit sit in the first row a little bit, but I was like, "Nah, man, there's nothing left." Yeah. Which is good. That means it's going to make a little bit of cheddar, a little bit of money this time.
Yeah, it was funny. He was all like,
going to make a lot of cheddar.
He's like, hey, where are the seats? Like, maybe I can get one near you. And I'm like, oh, God, no.
Good luck with
you
that.
You can't do that. I'm like, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but I mean,
this one, you think will break all records for
like they have. I did look at the price, but it already broke the largest opening in China on pre-sales.
I think it could break. I think it'll be interesting. It's a fun side thing after the fact to look at how much money things make and see if this explodes. What's the current money making leader?
Aquaman.
$2.8 billion.
Aquaman.
Did Star Wars or anything come close to that though, or
let me get it real quick here.
Are we talking internationally? Because internationally it's different, right? Because
all time
Because, like, domestically, it's much different, I think.
Yeah, domestically, it is Star Wars The Force Awakens with the $936 million. Avatar is worldwide with 1.78, so 1.8 billion. But yeah, I think Star Wars if it is domestic, so.
Okay, I think all of the top guys got to watch their back because this could break them.
The Infinity War, the first one was number four at 2.05 billion. So
what's that? You cut out there.
The first Infinity War was just over 2 billion. It's number four on the list, I believe.
Oh, see, okay,
right, and it's Star Wars: The Force Awakens is only 20 million more than it. So I mean, if they were to just go like, man, let's re-release fucking Infinity War, like for some reason, they'd be like, okay, we made 20 million, like not a problem.
Oh yeah, they could slip in the number three slot very easily, couldn't they?
Right. Yep.
And then Star Wars: The Force Awakens will re-release to get another 20 million. They'll go back and forth forever.
Yeah, but the jump from one to two is 600.
Yeah, that's a lot. Titanic is actually in danger. Yeah, it's only 2.2 billion. That's not that much more. But Avatar, Avatar made a lot of money. It's like a screensaver.
It is weird that it made so much money, and to me, like, it was like the birth of wonderful 3D. And at the same time, the death of wonderful 3D. I really never wanted to see a 3D movie after it. Not like because it ruined them for me, but because it was cool, but it was like kind of a gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I think that's actually a good reason why it probably made money. People might have went and saw it again in 3D, and that was more money for the tickets. And then after that, people are like, okay, I've seen it. That's good enough. Because I saw it. I think I saw it 4 times in the theater.
Yeah, Avatar. Yeah.
And
Avatar. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Avatar, if you take out domestic, it would still be number five.
Really?
It made $2 billion
Jesus
everywhere else.
Christ. Because it wasn't that great of a movie. It just was fun and good, and like it was pretty basic,
it was cool,
right? It was super
the
cool looking. Yes.
Effects were very well done. It was like a screensaver.
So what do we got? 8 days till Endgame?
8 days.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we are counting down.
It's like so many trailers.
I've been looking forward to that movie like a lot.
Yep.
Like more than I've looked forward to a movie in a long time, honestly. And I'm glad we have Game of Thrones to kind of distract us this last couple of weeks. Yeah.
And Australia, the opening is Australia is on the 24th. So basically, watch the internet. They're saying like they're giving like Australia. They're like Australia. You're the vanguard on the spoilers.
Oh,
so
shit.
So make sure that you, like, downvote everything that pops up.
Why would
to make
you
sure
do
that,
that? Oh, man.
I don't know.
I'm just not going to look on the internet for a couple days.
Yep. Yeah. So. Oh, it's going to be good.
All right. Cool. Yeah, the Hobbs and Shaw trailer did make me happy, though. I was happy to watch something so stupid and awesome.
That thing looks retarded.
It looks retardedly amazing, I know.
Oh, amazing. He's Black Superman.
Yeah.
Wow, all the guns? I gave them away. It's very noble of you.
The fact that they chained their vehicle to a helicopter and then chained it to another vehicle and another vehicle and another vehicle.
Oh, they daisy chained a whole bunch of cars together.
It wouldn't be Fast and the Furious spinoff if it didn't have like stunts like that. I mean, it's perfect.
It's true.
Just insane.
Other than that,
I'm good. I don't know about you guys, but I am set for the week. I'm ready to roll.
Damn, that's a lot we covered.
It's true. Most of it's Star Wars and Game of Thrones. So.
Right.
The two most important things.
Exactly. Okay, cool. We can end it there then. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Adam, where can people get in touch with us if they were looking to get in touch with us?
I'm glad you asked, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at The Geeks Next Door. Also, got our website at Geeks Next Door FTW. That's, XYZ. GeeksNextDoor.xyz. And give us a shout out on the emails at The Geeks Next Door FTW. That's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
I appreciate it, Adam. You once again have exceeded my expectations. and I love you. All right, everybody have a good week. We'll talk to you next week about Game of Thrones and Skywalker some more. Bye.
Later.
See ya.